The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Nothing stranger than when, like, your own father texts you, why are guys at work asking me about Viagra and you? What did you say? I was like, I didn't say anything. It was just a part
Ricky,
of the conversation.
Oh, Ricky. Because Ricky loves,
why do you always get yourself into this?
He loves talking about his daughter, Diana. It's one of his favorite things to do. He's exceptionally proud of you, as he should be. But I can't even imagine his face.
So his coworkers are really excited to go, hey, did you hear your daughter talking about Viagra on national television today?
Oh, God.
Here's the thing. Does it work? Do you think that, like, that's crazy?
Now live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All studios at Radio City with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
We still don't know if it works. I volunteered.
Please be more specific.
I volunteered to be the guinea pig, to take the Viagra, said I'd put it out on the line and say, hey, if you want to bring me some Viagra, I'll try it and see. And you guys said, absolutely not. That is probably illegal and you will go to jail for soliciting prescription drugs from our listeners.
Got to imagine if you go to jail, maybe you celebrate the way you celebrated when you weren't on your last radio show. Maybe you go back to Disney World. I don't know. Maybe that's something you're trying to do.
Wow, I 100% thought you were going to say, maybe if you celebrate, go to jail, you'll get some Viagra. I wasn't sure where you were going with that, but I just wanted to say I thought you were doing that.
I willing to be the guinea pig, guys, willing to do the work for the show, hashtag content. But I'm hoping that there's somebody out there who can confirm or negate this information. Does Viagra help with the cold weather? There are a lot of people weighing in saying, hey, Chad Johnson notoriously took Viagra before every game. Somebody else weighing in saying that climbers who climb like Mount Everest or Denali or Fiji, those types of things, that they sometimes take it to help with the altitude sickness. I'm still not sure if it helps with cold weather, though. There's no altitude at Lambeau Field. There's no altitude in Buffalo where Josh Allen is going to be going to be playing this weekend.
But if you're in Denver, you should be taking it?
Well, that's the thing. Someone from Denver who listens to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, let us know. 800-990-3776. The other big story that I saw, guys, was this FedEx top three passing leaders. Okay, I saw that Tom Brady and Justin Herbert and Matthew Stafford were named the FedEx Air NFL Player Finalists, Player of the Year Finalists. Gabe, can you please explain this to me like I am 5 years old, why Aaron Charles Rodgers, who is expected to be the MVP of the league this year, who still at last check plays the quarterback position, which is what qualifies for the FedEx Air NFL Player of the Year, if I'm not mistaken, isn't one of the top three players, one of the finalists for this award.
So I thought this was going to be really easy because Tom Brady, Justin Herbert, and Matthew Stafford are the top three passing leaders in terms of yards this season in the NFL. I'm like, okay, this must what it mean every year. I did a little research. Just went back to last year because Aaron Rodgers, despite winning MVP, was not top three in the NFL in yards. But he was a finalist for this award last year. So I have no idea what the heck's going on with the FedEx award. That being said, it's the FedEx award, man. Like, I really don't care about it. I couldn't tell you who won a FedEx award ever.
100% agree with you. 100% agree. Don't think that it has a ton of cachet. Don't think that it's one of these things that guys are sticking up on their mantle in their man caves when they are successful NFL players.
What does
like
that
Brady.
Trophy look like? You just get the truck? Like, the truck is on, like,
it's
a platform?
It's the arrow that's in the negative space, I think. You know, the negative arrow in the FedEx logo? I think you just get that arrow, and you're supposed to know that that's a FedEx award.
Wait,
but I
what?
Digress. What?
You know, there's an arrow in FedEx?
The negative space arrow.
There's an arrow in FedEx?
Yeah, just type up FedEx and there's an arrow in there. I mean, I have to see it. But you'll see it. It's very obvious.
Well, the thing is that we can have a whole conversation about logos too, right? Like, I didn't know until the Max Kellerman ad.
Oh, the A to Z?
The A to Z in Amazon. I had no idea that the arrow goes from A to Z.
The smile is A to Z.
Did you guys know that the Brewers logo is M and a B is a ball and a glove?
Shut the hell up. FedEx! FedEx Player of the Year, FedEx Air Player of the Year, Tom Brady and Justin Herbert and Matthew Stafford are the finalists for this award. And again, I don't care about the FedEx Air Player of the Year. What I don't understand is how they can justify not having him one of the finalists for the award. And then it made me think maybe I'm underestimating the whole we're not voting for Aaron Rodgers sect of the population. So all of a sudden I'm going, could this be a barometer for the way that people are looking at the awards this season and the way that people are considering Aaron Rodgers?
I don't think so. Because, I mean, first of all, I don't know who votes on the... Like, as far as I know, it's FedEx employees that are voting on the FedEx Air Player of the Year. I don't think it's anyone for the media. If Bill Barnwell is voting for that award, that would be news to me. Because you do have people out there like Bill Barnwell who put together his All-Pro picks earlier this year, earlier toward the end of the regular season, put together his All-Pro picks, and he had Aaron Rodgers as his first-team quarterback. Said he's probably going to write an article as well or a column about the MVP race. So you still have people out there in the media who are voting for Aaron Rodgers. Like, how he gets omitted from the FedEx thing, I have no idea. Maybe he said something bad about FedEx in one of his appearances. McAfee, I just happened to miss it. So they disqualified him from the award. I have no clue. But I'm not that concerned about him not being a finalist for the NFL MVP. I'm sure that'll get announced, the finalists here, relatively soon. And I'm very confident that, he's going to win it because of how heavy of a favorite he is in Las Vegas. Like, Vegas somehow always knows all this stuff. And for him to be that heavy of a favorite, I'd be shocked if he didn't win it.
Okay, so now I'm looking at this and it says that FedEx and the NFL say that fans will have a chance to cast their vote for one quarterback and one running back starting today and running through February 9th. So that's how the vote will be decided. Fan vote.
Okay.
But somebody established who the three finalists were going to be. And I want to find out who that is because I'm trying to figure out if this should be considered a barometer for how Aaron Rodgers is going to be considered for awards this postseason. Because you were saying also that there was a pro football focus ranked top quarterbacks. And that surprised you as well that Aaron Rodgers wasn't in the top three.
So this morning, kind of scrolling through some articles. ESPN.com has the, top-ranked players according to Pro Football Focus at their positions. I'll open up. I'll see what this is all about. Okay, Tom Brady's number one. And then they have something in there about Aaron Rodgers, how he's not in the top three. Not in the top three. Like, what? How is this? And they don't have a list there. So then I go to Pro Football Focus's website, and I'm thinking, all right, do I want to pay the $10 just so I can see a list that I disagree with? Ultimately, I decided not to. And I'd rather just sit here and question Pro Football Focus. If you have a metric that is telling you that Aaron Rodgers was not a top three quarterback this year, don't you have to reevaluate that? Because I don't think your metric is factoring in all the offseason stuff the way it might with, you know, voters or whatnot. But if you've got a metric telling you Aaron Rodgers wasn't a top three passer in the NFL this season, that just seems outrageous to me.
Okay, so then there's this whole other metric that I saw this morning, NGS playoff quarterback rankings, and it says the NGS passing score, 50 to 99, is a composite metric that leverages a series of predictive models to evaluate passing performance based on the factors a quarterback can control, which seems fair, right? That he should only be held responsible for the elements of the game that he can control. And on this list, guys, Aaron Rodgers is unequivocally, emphatically number one on the list with a passing score of 92. Now, don't ask me how they came to it, because I just gave you all the information that they've provided at Next Gen Stats. But they are saying that of the quarterbacks remaining in the playoffs, Aaron Rodgers is emphatically number one, top of the list. He's got a 92. He is followed by Joe Burrow, Matthew Stafford, Ryan Tannehill, Gabe, clutch your pearls, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Tom Brady, Dak Prescott, Kyler Murray, Jimmy Garoppolo, and then a bunch of guys who do you think is last on the list, by the way, of quarterbacks in the playoffs according to Next Gen Stats playoff rankings?
Next Gen Stats, Ben Roethlisberger.
Yes, he is. Big Ben.
Can't even be close.
Dead last with a 70. Mac Jones has an 83. Derek Carr has an 83. And Jalen Hurts has an 84. So the fact that there is so much variance in these metrics would indicate that it's an inexact science. It's an inexact science. But what I will say is not inexact is when you watch them play, and when you watch Aaron Rodgers play, it is like symphonic out there. It is like he's a maestro. It is like he is the very best at what he is doing. So I, again, am stunned, shocked, not trying to give too much credit to the FedEx Player of the Year, Air Player of the Year, but that he's not a finalist.
That doesn't make sense.
I don't understand how someone could look at the NFL and go, we need the three best quarterbacks and Aaron Rodgers not be one of them.
Well, and again, like Patrick Mahomes is really damn good too. Like the fact that Patrick Mahomes, like shouldn't the three finalists until they retire be Brady, Rodgers, and Patrick Mahomes unless there's some sort of major injury? Those are the top three quarterbacks in the NFL. And I know Justin Herbert had a good year. He's not better than Patrick Mahomes. He's not better than Aaron Rodgers. Matthew Stafford was pretty good. He's not better than those two guys either. Are they just shaking it up for variance sake? Just, okay, let's not have the same three guys every single year. It just doesn't make sense that those would be the three finalists for this
so
award.
Does Pro Football Focus and the FedEx Air Player of the Year, and again, we're not trying to give it more credence than it's due, but it does kind of raise my eyebrows and go, maybe I've underestimated the perception of Aaron Rodgers. Maybe Chewy yesterday, who went on his rant saying that he thinks that Tom Brady is going to win the MVP because the media is a bunch of hacks, maybe he's, dare I say,
no, he's not here. You don't have to do it.
We don't, Jen. It's your birthday. We definitely don't have to do this.
Left? Is he left? Is Chewy left? Is what my point is.
Sorry. Yeah, he definitely left here.
He definitely
didn't come back.
Left. See how I spun myself into circles there just so that I wouldn't say that he is right. 800-990-3776. Does Aaron Rodgers not being a finalist for the FedEx Air Player of the Year and not being on Pro Football Focus's top three quarterbacks ranked make you wonder if there's a chance he's not going to win the NFL MVP? Because, again, I know what I see, Gabe. You know what you see when Aaron Rodgers is on the field, and he is clearly one of the best quarterbacks. I think he's the best quarterback, but I guess you could make an argument that Tom Brady's numbers are better. This again, I put it in the thing. I said to you, I don't know what it means. I hope it doesn't mean what I think it means, but there's a chance it means we're not giving it to him. We're not going to give him the credit he deserves. We're not giving him the awards. We're not putting him in the list.
The only thing, again, there are, as far as I know, I don't think Pro Football Focus has a vote, a voter among the 50 that's going to be voting for AP, NFL MVP, All-Pro, that sort of thing. Maybe they do, and I'm just unaware of it. But even if they do, they probably just have one. And are they going to rely on their own metric to determine who they're going to vote for MVP? We have no idea who determines the finalists for FedEx. My guess is that not one of them has an MVP vote. So I'm not going to put too much credence into these things as a fortune teller in terms of what we're looking at for Aaron Rodgers being the NFL MVP.
800-990-3776. Does it concern you? Does it worry you? I know there's a whole sect of the population. There's a whole percentage of Wisconsin sports fans who are always waiting for the other foot to drop. But it does feel like you could quite confidently walk into the postseason this year knowing, one, the Packers are the best team in the NFL, or at least in the NFC, and two, that Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback on the best team in the NFC. Then I start to see these metrics roll in. Then I start to see these finalist lists roll in. And
where
I start
did you find that other metric that you had to list off things? I like to think I follow football relatively close. I've never heard of that metric. Where did it come
from? The next gen stats one?
Yeah.
It just popped out. It says it's brand new. I saw it on NFL's Instagram account last night.
Okay.
So last night they posted next gen stats ranks playoff QBs by new passing score. Again, they're not revealing on the Instagram post what the metric is.
See, but that's the problem with. And ESPN has their QBR rating, which has been out for a while now, which Rodgers, I mean, I like it this year because Rodgers leads the NFL in QBR. But I have no idea what it means. I know it's their version of ranking quarterbacks, but nobody knows what goes into it. If you don't know what goes into it, it's tougher to understand. Like quarterback rating, it's not perfect, but at least I understand what it's measuring and I understand how to calculate it.
Well, so like some of the things that they say that they can control versus things that they can't control, right, when they do these metrics, right? Clean pocket. Right? A quarterback can't control whether the pocket is clean or not. He just has to deal with the situation he's in. Whether or not he's under pressure on a drop back, that's something that he can't control, but you just have to kind of make the best of the situation there. Early downs versus late downs, pressure situations, what the score of the game is. Those are all some of the things that they throw in when it comes to these quarterback efficiency ratings. quarterback grades versus per play efficiency. Like when you look at Pro Football Focus, Aaron Rodgers is at the very, very top of that list. It says Pro Football Focus, offensive grades and expected points added per play in 2021, quarterback grades versus per play efficiency. So from an efficient standpoint, Aaron Rodgers, according to this metric, is the top of the list, running away with it. But there are other ones where he's not so great. That's why I think this idea of the NFL stat that we talked about, things that are under their control, that should be a good measure of how good a quarterback is. Because we had a whole conversation yesterday, guys, about the offensive line, right? And how Tom Brady is working behind one of the best offensive lines in the league. And should that go against him or should that work in his favor when it comes to the MVP vote? Where do you stand on that?
Yeah, it's just so tough because, again, football, trying to just narrow everything down to a, okay, this one player, this is what we're going to focus on, everything in control. Everybody's trying to come up with these baseball next-gen stats the way that baseball does. In baseball, it's easy because ultimately it barrels down to pitcher versus batter, and you can figure out how to, you know, focus in on that. In football, there's just so many other things that we don't know. Like, okay, Aaron Rodgers can control what he can control, but he can't control if somebody runs the wrong route. But how do the people calculating the stat know what route was run and if it was right or not right? That's where some of the next gen, the Pro Football Focuses, these next gen things, it gets a little lost for me. I appreciate what they're doing because they're trying to advance our knowledge of football. But there are some things that we just don't know because there's so much and so many moving parts with 22 players on the field.
And the other thing is that this gives credence to the argument of, I know what I see, stop trying to like gum it all up with analytics. Stop trying to gum it all up with numbers, right? This is the age old, like, let's just watch football. I can tell who the best is when I watch the game. Pro Football Focus, just to be clear, says that Tom Brady sneaks ahead of Aaron Rodgers to end the season as the top quarterback of 2021. Brady benefited from a strong Week 18 performance, and the model has more confidence in his performance with a sample of plays than it does for Rodgers in the postseason.
Love pizza? Join Palermo's Pizza Crew. Palermo's Pizza has been making great-tasting frozen pizza right here in Wisconsin for over 55 years, and they want you to be a part of their pizza crew. Palermo's Pizza has immediate openings for production team members. They offer a $1,000 sign-on bonus, competitive wages, and a great benefits package that includes, yeah, you guessed it, free pizza. Visit PalermoVillaInc.com. That's PalermoVillaInc.com/careers to apply today. Have fun while being part of a team that makes the best tasting pizza available. It's Palermo's, Wisconsin's hometown pizza.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
On Water Street, it says no shoes, no service, and I believe he took his shoes off on Water Street at some point.
An advice of counsel, I am going to plead the fifth.
That is the first time ever you have taken counsel's advice, by the way. Okay, I've been trying to get you to take counsel's advice for months.
On 94.5 ESPN.
I'm just going to assume that my birthday present from Ashton is playing this song.
Well, Phil Collins?
I mean, Ashton ordered it, but I mean, the supply chain, Jen.
It's just stuck. I you know, it's been so long since I ordered it.
I keep getting this text from FedEx saying that it's in Rensselaer, Indiana. I don't know. It should be here soon. I'm sorry about that.
Somehow it's now back overseas again, but I thought there were issues. I ordered it in like November, but I can't even remember what it was.
Obviously. You know, when you ordered it was last year on January 14th so that you'd have it this year on January 14th. And here we are, supply chain.
Still hasn't arrived. I don't know what to say.
In addition to it being my birthday, you guys, it is also Feast of the Ass, which is basically the same thing. Feast of the Ass is my birthday.
Don't look at me.
So
it's what now?
The ass will be feasting. Feast of the Ass. It is National Feast of the Ass Day.
Okay.
For the love of God, please give this context.
Isn't it more fun to not give it context and just let it kind of marinate out there in the universe
for a while? We talked about Viagra for 45 minutes this morning. I am more uncomfortable now talking about the Feast of the Ass than I was at all during any point of that Viagra conversation.
Feast of the Ass is a biblical celebration where you basically celebrate, you know, the donkeys, especially the one that carried Mary, the pregnant virgin Mary, to Bethlehem, where she gave birth to Jesus, the Son of God. So the donkey, an underappreciated animal, if you will, today is the day where you celebrate the underappreciated. And if there is anybody on this staff that is underappreciated, it's this ass.
At what point did the donkey become? Because obviously, I mean, this is supposed to be the celebration of a donkey. At what point did donkeys turn the corner and no longer become worth celebrating? Because if you do something wrong or you do something stupid, now you're the donkey.
Yeah, you're the jackass. Can you say jackass?
After everything we've said today, I don't know.
It literally is today. Today's the feast of the ass. Now, I couldn't have planned for it to be on my birthday, but I am going to put it on the ESPN Milwaukee Twitter poll or my poll.
Yeah, not.
Exactly. I'll put it on my poll on my Twitter account. Today is my birthday, and it is also feast of the ass. This is one, incredibly appropriate, or two, a perfect match.
Again, when you initially said feast of the ass, did not think it was going to have biblical references.
It's not feasting on ass.
Okay, I mean, for the love of God. You see, this, I'm blaming you for this, Gabe. You set it up completely. There's no way at some point in the next 5 minutes we weren't going to get to Jen talking about that. And look at maniacal laugh and everything.
She's
clapping her hands like she's so damn
I'm
funny.
I'm like the monkey with the with symbols.
She's so happy.
I want to go home.
Have you ever heard of Feast of the Ass before? Because I'm going to tell you, last night when I was sticking stuff in the rundown, Feast of the Ass, I had never heard of before.
Is this segment over yet, Ash?
Five more minutes. Had you ever heard of
this
it before?
This is the one that we...
Have you ever heard of it before?
How did we stay somewhat focused during Viagra commercial or Viagra talk for 45 minutes. Feast of the Ass is what disrupted
today's
show.
It was pretty hard to
do. Went on a lot longer than we thought.
We were expecting to go 4 hours, but it didn't, so that's good.
No, I had never heard of Feast of the Ass until you had just said it like 3 minutes ago.
Five times, six times, seven times. However many times I can jam
what it
into
this
segment.
I
think we're celebrating donkeys.
Yeah, basically. It says it's a festival
shout out to Antonio Brown.
Recalling the flight of the Holy Family into Egypt. Oh, I'm sorry. It wasn't even them taking him to Bethlehem where Jesus was born.
There's some real research you're going to talk about this, Jen. I mean, for the love of God and Jesus.
I mean, if there was going to be a
feast.
For the
love of Jesus.
There's going to be a feast of the ass celebrating the donkey that took Mary to Bethlehem. Don't you think that would have been, you know, a month ago? Like, it seems kind of strange if it was going to be now, 3 weeks after Christmas.
I guess you're putting a lot of emphasis on the fact that maybe I care about details, dazzling details, if you will. Yes, I suppose you're right. Jesus was probably born in December, although that is questioned. There are people who believe that he was born at a different time, and they just made Christmas in December because we need something to celebrate in the middle of winter, but I digress. If, in fact, it was them pilgrimaging, sure, to Egypt, it would be about this time on the calendar.
Gabe, stop looking at me. I don't know what's happening either. I can't stop it. There's still 2.5 more minutes here, and we can go to break early, but then someone's got to do a read, and I'm still not sure there's a great transition from Feast of the Ass to the Jewelry Center quite yet. So we're going to wait a couple more minutes. Please stop acting like I can save this.
I mean, Valentine's
this ship
Day
is sunk
coming up.
Already. We hit the iceberg like 1.5 hours ago.
I can't get over the fact that Feast of the Ass is on my birthday of all the days to celebrate Feast of the Ass.
Is it on your birthday every year or is it like this Friday every
year?
Yeah, again, it's hilarious that you think I did that kind of research, okay? I saw Feast of the Ass, dropped it in the rundown, and thought, this is going to be great. I didn't do any other research, okay? I looked and it said donkeys. I figured we could talk about donkeys for a while.
I really thought, I mean, because you're so into it, I figured you would have, you know, credible information to bring to the table.
How could you not be into Feast of the Ass?
Well, Jen...
Don't. Just everyone, for the love of God. Okay, here. I've done some more research. This is according to checkaday.com. Not sure how reputable that is. By the way, side note, biggest takeaway is that Aaron Rodgers and I both pronounce reputable the same way. I think that's the biggest takeaway from this week of Aaron Rodgers. On the day of Feast of the Ass, a girl would ride a donkey through a town to church. She would carry a baby or be pregnant herself, and a song would be sung by those on the streets as she rode. The words of the song can be translated to some words that I can't say.
Why? Are they bad words?
They're not good words. They're kind of weird. It's a weird sentence. All right, I'll just do it. From Oriental country came a lordly ass of highest fame. So beautiful, so strong and trim. No burden was too great for him. Hail, Sir Donkey, hail. That's the gist of it.
Again, where at what point in society did we go from song that says "Hail Donkey, Hail" to donkeys being bad?
When the donkey arrived at the church, it stood beside the altar. What is happening here during the service? And sometimes was given food and drink. The congregation would bray or hee-haw its responses back to the priest, and the priest would sometimes bray as well. It's a French tradition.
I swear to God, this sounds like a scene from Family Guy. This doesn't sound like a real thing. Can you imagine right now a congregation saying, hee-haw, like the guy from It's a Wonderful Life, Sam Wainwright, or whatever the pal was.
Mr. Ed is showing up at the church.
Is that the most famous donkey, or is there another more famous donkey than the donkey that took Mary and Joseph and Jesus to Egypt?
It'd be hard. That's tough competition, I guess.
Yeah, that's real tough competition.
I think Donkey Kong.
That doesn't count.
Why? It's Donkey Kong.
But it's not a donkey.
But it's named Donkey Kong.
Respect the game here.
But it's named Donkey Kong.
Respect the S.
Well, just because Ashton's dog is named Oreo doesn't mean it's an actual
what
Oreo.
What a great name, by the way.
God, you really got me with that one. Like, I was all ready to have some sort of like retort, and it's like... Nope, that's stopped me dead in my tracks there, Cave. Good work. And just like that, we've come to the end of this segment mercifully.
Thank God. Oh, man. If you are lost when it comes to getting engaged, like just like we were lost during that segment, the jewelry center, the place to go, I kind of had an idea of what I was looking for. So I went to shoptjc.com and I picked out the ring for my fiance. I looked at their online inventory, knew what I was looking for, picked one out and worked with Dean and his team to make sure I could get that to pop the question. Now, if you don't have a clue, look at her Facebook, her Pinterest. Get ideas off her social media. If you send those to the jewelry center, they can help you out and point you in the right direction as well. Plus, engagement rings are starting at just $7.99, which can be broken down to $35 per month. Financing is interest-free. If you got a little issue on your credit, don't worry. The jewelry center is there to help you out. They take what can be a potential stressful situation and turn it into a stress-free situation. Check out the Jewelry Center in Greenfield, Brookfield, or in Burlington, or shop them online at shoptjc.com. It's the Jewelry Center.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You're looking at 7 and 9. You're looking at 6 and 10. I mean, that's what Aaron went through, right?
Yeah, there's always a transitional period.
Yeah. So let's get a little crazy, but let's not get nuts. That should be a song.
On 94.5 ESPN.
All we need is candlelight, you and me, and a bottle of wine.
It can only go up from here. The motto of our last segment, and Viagra. We still haven't figured out if Viagra is a legit remedy for playing in the cold weather. I can't believe that of all the people in the state of Wisconsin, nobody can confirm or negate whether or not Viagra will work for Josh Allen this weekend in his football game.
So when it comes to
Viagra,
if anybody has Viagra, which again is a prescribed medication, the majority of those people, I imagine, aren't comfortable talking about that. Because if they call up and be like, yeah, I've got Viagra, now we know something about them that they probably don't want many people to know.
Destigmatize Viagra. I kind of like that Bart Scott threw it out there into the conversation yesterday as a remedy for cold weather. Because now we're talking about Viagra, and I'm asking for somebody out there who knows about Viagra, who has had Viagra, who's been on Viagra, if other than the one thing that, you know, hope happens, if something else maybe happened and you could help us out. Look, there are going to be a lot of people that are going to go up to Lambeau Field this month for a playoff football game, hopefully for several playoff football games. If a little blue pill could help them stay warm during a playoff football game, I feel like that's a public service announcement.
But again, how are you going to acquire it? It's you're just going to go to your doctor and be like, hey, doc, I'm cold.
Having a lot of sex. Need a little help.
Congrats on the sex.
800-990-3776, 800-990-3776. Who out there can confirm or negate the rumor that Bart Scott talked about yesterday on Get Up, which is that Viagra will help in the cold weather? We know about the brown alcohol. We know about the heating pads on the back. We know about the layers. We know about the staying home. These are all ways that you can combat the cold in Wisconsin during the winter. But does Viagra work? We've got Sudeep on the line in Franklin. Sudeep, you're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Good morning.
Hi, guys. I'm actually a physician, there are specific kinds of reasons why somebody may have problems with the cold. One of those reasons could be something called Raynaud's. Raynaud's is a disease process, basically. And what happens there is the actual, the circulation is affected. So if his reason for having problems is circulatory, then there are a number of different medications, and it's absolutely correct that that is one of those reasons. Like, that's one of the medications that could work.
It's absolutely correct if it's a circulatory thing. So are you trying to tell me that it wouldn't help me, I don't have a circulatory issue, but I do get very, very cold in the winter. Would it help at all, or would it just be kind of unnecessary?
Do your fingers and toes get kind of a discoloration where it changes to a blue or a purple or a really white, where they're at an additional, they're more cold than the rest of you, or is it just kind of cold all over?
Yeah, but it's only because Ben Stiller made me do all the crocheting,
My fingers hurt.
Thank you. No, I don't think it's a circulatory thing. I think I'm just a tiny person that doesn't have a lot of body fat on me, so I'm always cold. Like, that's just kind of what I chalk it up to.
Will not help you.
Hey, you have been very, very helpful. Can we give Sudeep a round of applause for calling in, using his expertise to help the listening audience understand whether or not Viagra will, in fact, help during the cold weather? We appreciate you, Sudeep. Call back anytime. 800-990-3776. Randy in Sussex, you're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning. Yes, it does work. You take an ad as you get excited. You're playing, you're excited. You start burning wood. When a guy takes his helmet off, that's not steam, that's smoke from wood burning. So, yes, it does work.
I don't know if that was all euphemisms or if that was all medical advice. The wood burning and the chopping and the what? What are we, Randy?
I wanted to let Randy go through because these are the calls I was expecting to get for the last 2 hours. And this is why we have gotten very little calls.
800-990-3776. I do appreciate that Sudeep did say if you have a circulatory issue that Viagra will help you stay warm. What are some of the other ways, Gabe? You've lived in Wisconsin your whole life, right? We do the layers. We do the heating packs on the body. You do those little things that Jason talked about that you shake and you put in your gloves or you put in your shoes. Stay home. That's always an option, I suppose. But if you want to go enjoy some football at Lambeau Field this winter, you're going to have to figure out a way to stay warm. Are there tricks of the trade here in Wisconsin that people use in those environments?
So one of the best tricks I've heard of, because if you go to a game at Lambeau, it's just, you might stay a little bit warm because you're packed in. Everybody's packed in on those bleachers, but it's a cold metal bleacher you're standing on. And even worse, where you're putting your feet down, that cold concrete, man, that can even cut through the best of boots. And your feet are getting cold. The best trick I've seen is like a little 2x4. You bring a little 2x4 piece of wood, put that down, and that's what you're putting your feet on, so your feet aren't going right on the cold cement.
You stand on the wood. This is different than what the other thing we were talking about.
There's an alarm that's going to go off if we do this for too long.
I just wanted to,
That's going to go off, and Scott Pfeiffer's going to come in here. He's our head engineer. He's going to be wondering, why are you guys sitting here in silence?
Wait a minute, are you serious? If there's silence for too long, there's an alarm that goes off? These are all things I feel like at some point throughout my radio journey, somebody should have told me. Because I will tell you, I was in a stubborn off with you guys right there. I was willing to sit in it for as long as it took for someone else to speak.
I would have just gone to break. I mean, honestly, I would have just hit the break.
I like the wood idea. I like this wood idea as opposed to the other wood idea.
You bring a 2x4. You would like the wood idea.
You bring a 2x4 and you stand on the wood. Is there anything else that you've learned over your years?
That's probably the best.
When you were playing baseball, sometimes in the spring it gets very cold. You know, you're talking about below 30, maybe in the 20s, playing a little bit of spring baseball. What would you guys do?
Oh, the hand warmers in the back pocket of the baseball pants. That's a must. So, like, you're playing, because, like, you could keep a batting glove on your glove hand, but you need, you know, you're not going to put a glove on your throwing hand, so that hand's in the back pocket where that hand warmer is at all times.
Dumpy in West Bend, you're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Good morning, Dumpy.
How's it going? I got a heating tip for you. I spent a few years working at Sysco Foods, picking cases and freezing my butt off, and I couldn't stay warm. But I found eventually that if I focused my diet on carbohydrates and fat and stayed away from protein, then I could stay warm.
Why? What, Dumpy, what was the science behind it?
There's Dumpy doesn't do science.
Neither does Jen Gabe or Chewy. It's why it's a perfect fit.
I have no idea why it works. It just worked for me.
You just fell into it. You kind of just fell into this remedy, huh?
Just experimenting, because my fingers would turn dark like you, because of the knitting.
So because of the knitting and the landscaping duty, of course. So was it like pizzas and potatoes and like bread and stuff? Like, is that kind of what you angled towards?
Well, pizza's got protein. I couldn't even do that. I had to go strictly protein free.
That is crazy. I don't know if Dumpy is screwing with us or not, but we appreciate the insight. He's telling me no protein at all.
Yeah, Dumpy, are you still there?
I'm still here. Dumpy, don't lie.
Okay, right. First of all, the third person thing, it's my skepticism is already on high alert here. Do you consider yourself a healthy person?
Yeah, actually, I study a lot into health and nutrition. I used to be 340 pounds, and now I'm down to 220.
Hey, congratulations, wow, Dumpy. Way to go.
Thank you.
And with this diet, that's how you've lost the weight?
No, that's not how I lost the weight. That's just how I survived working in negative 10.
I'm fascinated by this.
Hey, Dumpy, we were looking for experts in this situation, in this field. I think that you do qualify. Somebody who worked in the food service, you were in the negative 10 degrees, you found a way to keep warm, and it was enjoy all the bread. Thanks, Dumpy. All right, he's gone. Hey, that was good information there.
Why is it always funnier when somebody refers to themselves in the third person? Like when he just dropped Dumpy don't do science.
Wait, what's the character good from Seinfeld, though, that does the third person?
Jimmy.
Jimmy with the shoes?
Yeah.
Jimmy with the shoes? Okay. I vaguely remember that episode.
Oh, it's such a good one. Jimmy's going to put the moves on Elaine.
Jen is going to get fired. On her birthday, no less. And then she's going to go to Disney World, so who cares? We've already seen this story. I've seen this movie before. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy rolls on right after this. Stick around.
It is National Pizza Week. I'm kind of sad because, like, National Pizza Week's coming to an end. But you can still celebrate with us here on 94.5 ESPN because we've been celebrating with Palermo's Pizza all week long. Satisfy your pizza cravings with any of Palermo's great brands. Whether we're talking about Palermo's, Connie's, Urban Pie, Screamin' Sicilian, Neighborhood Pizzeria, Primo Thin, they've got a pizza for every taste and every occasion, literally. Got a breakfast pizza here. There is a dessert pizza in the freezer here as well. Yeah, they've got every meal covered for you. And you can stock up on your favorites. Woodman's, they've got 2 for $12 Screamin' Sicilian Urban Pie, plus 2 for $10 Connie's. And right now, caller number 6, caller 6 at 800-990-3776. You get free Palermo's Pizza. Caller 6, 800-990-3776. Happy National Pizza Week from 94.5 ESPN and Palermo's Pizza, Wisconsin's hometown pizza.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Gabe, no, are you getting any notes of raspberry?
That one makes me want to vomit.
Wine
that one
makes
me
want to.
I'm more getting like...
Did he just say notes of raspberry?
I'm a sommelier for peeps. I'm a peeplier.
What was that word again?
Ashton comes out with the peeps menu. Well, here are our options for your dessert peeps.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go.
Are you in the market for a remodeling project, a home addition, or maybe you're going to build a new home? If you are, my friends over at PCI Well, they're the group that you should call. Mike and Michelle operate a family-owned company, and they believe in building relationships. Why is that important? Because you want good people working on your projects. That's why. And not only are they exceptionally good at what they do, but they're going to treat you right throughout the entire thing. And that actually is important. For more information on what Mike and Michelle and the PCI team can do for you, just go to their website. It's ProfessionalConstructionInc.com. ProfessionalConstructionInc.com. Tell them Jen sent you. Metronome. Man, I'm up to something. All right, contrary to the thread we've been threading throughout this thready show, Viagra, Feast of the Ass, Jen's birthday, there actually is playoff football happening this weekend. What are they calling it? The super duper awesome first round of the playoffs?
Super wild card weekend.
I like mine better. So let's go through the games and pick them.
Why are they calling it the super wild card weekend?
Again, don't you think super duper
doesn't
playoff?
It make you more likely to watch knowing it's super?
If it says super duper, aren't you going to be like, yes, I'm in?
Yes. I'm curious. So in the pitch meeting for this, like, how are we going to make the NFL wild card playoff sound bigger? We'll say we're going to add super. And everyone sat around the room and said, I like it. Nobody bothered
super
to follow up with super duper.
Exactly. If I had been there.
The NFL is one of the biggest entities in this country, and this was the best their marketing department could do?
Also, by the way to just steal it from the big game. The big game is called the Super Bowl, so we're just going to tack super onto this round, and people will be like, ooh, fancy. All right, let's get to it. Pittsburgh Steelers versus Kansas City Chiefs, Gabe.
Yeah, Chiefs.
Why?
Because the Steelers stink.
That's true. Let's keep moving.
Like, you want me to break down why the Steelers stink?
Didn't we just go over that Ben Roethlisberger has the worst next-gen stats efficiency compilation, whatever the stat was that they threw out there, of all of the quarterbacks remaining in the playoffs? What a fall from grace. This does go back to the argument, though, that, like, better to walk away a season early than a season late. From a legacy standpoint, absolutely.
But from a legacy standpoint, like, I mean, yeah, Jerry Rice hung on way too long, like, when he was trying to make the Seattle Seahawks way back. But that's not how you're... People are going to remember, if you're a Steelers fan, you're going to remember Ben Roethlisberger as the Super Bowl MVP, the Hall of Famer, that thing.
Like, you don't think it taints it at all?
Not even a little bit.
I disagree.
I think Brett Favre. Brett Favre's last year in Minnesota was terrible.
But it was in Minnesota. So
like
Packers fans don't even think about that time or the time he was with the Jets. They just think about his tenure in Green Bay.
Yeah, but if you're talking about legacy, shouldn't that be factored in? That's my point.
Of course
human nature is to say,
I just think that you think about Big Ben in the uniform and this year has to count.
Ben, that last year, he wasn't great.
Do you know how
great he was? They still made the playoffs. That's how you spin.
And they won a super duper bowl, if you remember correctly. New England Patriots versus Buffalo Bills.
So I think it's going to be a really chalky weekend, except for one game. I like the Bills. The Patriots just don't. Yeah, they were able to beat the Bills because they ran the ball 6,000 times when the wind conditions were 50 miles an hour. That ain't going to be the conditions. The Bills are just flat out a better team. They have more weapons. They trust their quarterback. You can't trust Mac Jones to the extent you need to trust him in a playoff game yet. Bills win this one.
I don't know. The whole thing about Josh Allen being cold and the circulation and this just feels like something is building up for an upset here. And I like the Bills. I like Josh Allen. I want them to have success, but I can't count out Bill Belichick.
He's going to take the Viagra and he'll be fine. Viagra for the win.
I think he went on the record as saying he is not taking the Viagra, which means more for us.
Well, he was...
When they win, how many people are going to have the Viagra Falls as the headline?
I mean, everyone's got it prepared.
Ashton!
Yes.
Ding yourself for that one. That's really good.
Please don't ding yourself here. Wait until you get home with the Viagra, and I don't need to...
Viagra Falls.
I thought there was an obvious one.
That's a really good one. I hadn't heard that yet.
Nice.
I'm usually all on top of the puns, you know, because of the Viagra. Las Vegas Raiders versus Cincinnati Bengals. Come
Bengals.
On, work through it.
Bengals. I don't. You just can't trust the Raiders. Can't trust them. Mm. And Joe Burrow's a lot more fun, so I want him to go and watch him more.
Even though Derek Carr could be the quarterback of the future in Green Bay. That was trolling. I'm sorry. That was mean. I'm sorry.
The only reason I did fire back is because it's your birthday. You're welcome.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Gabe.
Philadelphia Eagles versus Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah, Eagles are bad. Buccaneers beat up, but not bad.
We're
taking the Buccaneers.
Okay, here's a good one. I think you might be able to... This might be the only one where it doesn't go chalky. San Francisco 49ers versus Dallas Cowboys.
I got the Niners here. This is the team I'm deathly afraid of. I think the Niners, I know Garoppolo's banged up, but ultimately I just think the Niners are going to be able to grind it out, shorten the game. Dak's going to make a mistake. Niners going to capitalize on it. And this is going to be, to me, kind of low scoring, like 21-20 type of game. Like it's under 42. Yeah, I like the Niners.
I think the Cowboys are going to win this one. I'm not exactly sure why, because, again, we've talked about how streaky the Cowboys have been. You're never sure what you're going to get with them. But for some reason, I feel like they're going to have it put together this weekend, and they're going to knock out the 49ers and, again, set up a potential matchup with your Green Bay Packers down the road. Finally, Arizona Cardinals versus Los Angeles Rams. Chalky here?
Yeah, as much as I want to pick the Cardinals, DeAndre Hopkins not going to be back quite yet. I just don't think the Cardinals have enough firepower to overcome what the Rams are going to bring with Cooper Kupp. And what the one thing I can't figure out with the Rams is their defense. Like, their defense should be a lot better than it is, and they've got superstars at, like, every level of that defense, and they just aren't as good as they were a year ago, despite adding Von Miller.
Can I be honest? On paper, the Rams' defense reminds me of, cover your ears, the Giants' defense back in the day. Like,
okay,
the Umanura, Strahan, Justin Tuck. Like, yeah. And that was a threatening defense. That was a scary defense. We all know what happened with the Green Bay Packers. So, like, why hasn't it worked out? Why hasn't that collection of talent kind of had those results?
I have no idea. Because, I mean, Aaron Donald's really good. The biggest piece is Von Miller. And maybe I've expected too much out of Von Miller since he arrived with the Rams. He's had some moments, but I just figured, okay, all that attention is going to go to Aaron Donald. This dude's going to feast on the outside because he's been getting all the attention when he was leading those defenses in Denver. And he just hasn't really taken over games. And that defense just hasn't taken over games the way that I expected. Because you would think, up 17-3 on the Niners, like, the Niners, a team that aren't built to come from two-score deficits down, and they tie it up, and it's seven. Next thing you know, it's 17-17. Like, that defense is just, it's kind of like the Cowboys, where they look good for stretches, but they're prone to having big mistakes.
Good stuff there from Gabe. Thanks for hanging out with us here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Thanks to Diana Rossini and Jason Wilde and Dumpy, who called in, and Suheen, who called in.
Dumpy, don't do science.
Sue Deep, thank you. And Craig Karmazin. Did I already say Craig Karmazin? Craig Karmazin
no.
gave us a call. And thank you to Viagra and Feast of the Ass, because, well, this was an ass of a show.
This is a hard show.
It was, but that's because of the Viagra. Thanks for listening. We will be back with you next week. Wilde and Tausch is next on ESPN Wisconsin. I'm out of here. It's my birthday. Traffic.
Everything's looking pretty good so far this morning. We've got east and westbound on 94 at 17 minutes between Highway 16 and downtown. Southbound 41, Highway Q to the Zoo. That's going to take you 15 minutes. Southbound 43, 12 to get from Brown Deer Road to downtown. Just as a reminder, there will be a 54-hour closure in both directions of 41 between Watertown Plank Road and Burleigh. That starts tonight at 11 and lasts until 5 in the morning on Monday. Just follow the posted detours around to get around it. Traffic is brought to you by Evans Transportation in Brookfield, where they provide customized logistics solutions to keep you and your business moving forward. And checking the TMJ4 Storm Team forecast today, lake effect snow showers, but otherwise mostly cloudy, a high of 25. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 17. From the WTMJ Traffic Center, I'm Debbie Lazaga, 94.5 ESPN.